The funeral is about to begin, sir. Welcome to the world of terror.
Welcome to a preview of Now Playing's Phantasm retrospective series.
It's a dream.
No, it's not.
Hosted by Arnie.
I've been waiting for you for a very long time.
Jacob.
Welcome home, boy.
And Stuart.
You have no one but me.
As our thank you for your support of Now Playing, our hosts will be watching and reviewing all the Phantasm films.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
These podcasts contain detailed plot spoilers and harsh language.
This won't hurt a bit.
Well, maybe just a little bit.
Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now, boy. And so it begins.
Hello, Now Playing listeners. This is your frequent movie review co-host, Stuart, here to tell you that,
boy,
the time for games is over. It's October. You know what that means. Horror movies. Our favorite genre here. This season, Arnie, Jacob, and I have finally gotten on the ball to cover one of the tallest figures in the slasher genre. I'm, of course, talking about that evil extraterrestrial undertaker played by Angus Scrimm in the Enduring Phantasm series. Now, what's that all about? If you're a silver level donor, you're going to hear a whole lot about flying silver death balls. As of this Friday, we've reached the third installment of the series, Phantasm III, Lord of the Dead, released in the early 1990s, a time when, let's face it, a lot of famous horror movie series were dying at the box office. Should we dig a grave for Phantasm? Why don't you listen to a clip of the show? And I'll be back to talk to you about how you can listen to more right after.
You mentioned Evil Dead, and I'm kind of reminded how the end of each Evil Dead movie doesn't quite match up with the start of the next movie, the way Evil Dead 2 doesn't quite feed into Army of Darkness.
Yeah, Reg was dead for sure in the last film. In this one, he's just kind of passed out.
Yeah, and that's not James LaGrosse in the backseat.
That was Baldwin. I mean, they talk about having Baldwin refilm the scenes that LaGrosse did.
Oh, weird. He's an ugly dude.
That he is.
Yeah, he's got that weird nose, and yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He is not naive and childlike anymore. He's just strange and gawky and could probably play one of the undertakers or morticians in the background very well. But he is not the face of fresh innocence fighting evil at this point.
No, they passed on Brad Pitt and they got the ugly James LaGrosse and this dude who maybe character actor looks like the goon in the mafia film.
Yeah, he's just awkward looking and not someone we want to follow. But the movie is surprisingly going to kind of, he spends most of it lying on his back dreaming. So I guess they realize, too, that he's limited.
And blink and you miss it, Kathy Lester is back. The lady in lavender is Mike's nurse.
Oh, is she the same character? Is she trying to keep the one trying to kill him?
No, the other one.
Oh, yeah. Strange. Didn't notice. She should have worn a lavender outfit. Scrubs. She should have worn lavender scrubs.
And look, Jody's going to come back, and he's not looking better for all the time that passed. But one of my favorite things comes back, because I'm pretty sure it got tossed. It only got used once in the last film, which was a bummer, and that's the quad shotgun. All of a sudden, Reg has that again, too.
It got used a couple times last movie, but it was fun when he shot the four Jawas all at once. Here,
I love when he shoots up in the tree, and they just all fall down around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Quite an opening, and this is where we're going to start, I guess, like you said, Stuart, getting some motivation, because Reggie's going to fall down in front of Mike. Mike, who spent all of his time between movies 1 and 2 in a mental institution, is going to spend all his time between movies 2 and 3 in a coma ward, where they're just going to use this hospital thing to explain why nothing happens between movies. But Reggie's ready to blow them both up, and the tall man's like, take good care of him. I'll be back later.
The tall man is super patient. He waited 6 years while Mike was in a mental institution. He's going to wait another 6 months here while he's in a coma. Whatever plans he's got for Mike, he is going to take his time. He's going to take 5 movies, I'm guessing, to do whatever he wants with them.
Well, this is a change because In movie two, I didn't think the tall man gave a shit about Mike.
Yeah, but there's that psychic connection, so I always felt like the tall man wanted something with him.
But Mike was hunting the tall man. I didn't know that Mike necessarily had a connection with the tall man. He had a connection with Liz, and the tall man would speak through dreams, but the tall man was going about his business, and Mike was interfering. This is changing stuff right off the bat.
Yeah, and also changing the tall man. He changes bodies. The voiceover says somehow he keeps coming back. Well, we see how that somehow is. They're in the tuning fork room, and the new tall man walks out of the planet zone and throws his old body back inside.
Which is something they actually filmed for part two and never showed because they wanted to keep the tall man showing up in the hearse a surprise. But that is actually archival footage.
Does the new tall man have to, like, go all the way out to where this car crash was to get that burned charred body to throw back in the portal?
Maybe he was just being tidy. He didn't have to throw the body back.
He is an undertaker, after all. He's supposed to attend to dead bodies.
It looks like when he's not chasing Mike around, he just literally sits in a room filled with candelabras and stares at gold balls. And I'm like, is he Liberace? I'm confused.
He also seems like a micromanager because he has people working for him. They're digging up bodies, but he's making them all into dwarves. We'll see him working on a dwarf in this one, changing them. And he's conquered worlds unknown, they're going to tell us. Again, very patient, works very slowly. I'm guessing some kind of dimensional being that is outside of time because he is in no hurry here.
Yeah, it sort of takes this out of the realm of horror and more into sci-fi fantasy, pot-headed 70s, trippy movie, Wizard of Oz.
Which worked for the original Phantasm.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about trip movies like Alice in Wonderland, where you just want to create a sense of bizarre again. There's something mysterious about him. He's not Freddy Krueger. That is the right choice. You don't want him to feel that way.
Yeah, they're definitely going a bit more gothic here. I felt like with part one, Coscarelli was like, I'm going to make this one-off horror film because I'm proving myself and I'm using my dad's checkbook as funding. With part two, it was like, I returned to the well, but even though it ended on that cliffhanger, it didn't feel to me like he had a part three in mind. Here, I feel like I'm watching a mini-series now. When this movie ends, it ends in such a way that part four is going to have to pick it up. Things are going to change.
So there it is. If you want to hear the rest of that show, if you want to hear more about this groundbreaking franchise that paved the way for so many future horror movie sequels and icons like Wes Craven's Nightmare on Elm Street and Freddy Krueger, I hope you come to nowplayingpodcast.com, click the banner at the top of the page, and just follow the instructions on how you can contribute to our show and help Now Playing stay alive in 2018. Longtime listeners know we have been on the air putting out shows for free every Tuesday for a long time now. We are hitting our 10th anniversary this year. And the only reason we've been able to stay alive this long and put out as many shows as we have is because of generous donors who are able to financially support and underwrite some of our major costs. Now, I realize money can be tight. Sometimes you can't contribute to everything that you love. I get that. But I just want to put it out there. If you love horror, this is the time to donate, because I do think the series that we're offering this fall 2017 are some of the most highly requested of all time. Let me break it down for you. Silver level donation, a $10 or more donation, means that you're going to get the five Phantasm films. You'll get them right away. The first three, Phantasm 1, 2, and 3, are already out there. So once you contribute and that order is processed, we'll send you an email with links to all three of those podcasts. And then going beyond that, every week you'll get an email saying Phantasm 4, Phantasm 5 is available. If you can go bigger, you're going to get a whole lot more blood on your hands. Gold level is going to add 9 more podcasts to the 5 Phantasm podcasts covering the world of Pinhead, Hellraiser. I mean, this is a series I hear about all the time. Certainly one of Arnie's most beloved slasher movie icons. Everybody knows his face. Maybe you know the movies. Come join us. We'll be covering all 14 of these Phantasm and Hellraiser films in the weeks to come. And then, if you really want to go crazy, The Creeper's back. I don't know if it's been the 25 years that it takes But he's back with the third movie. And so for a platinum donation, a donation of $35 or more, we are going to give you three more shows on top of the Nine Hellraiser, on top of the Five Phantasm, Jeepers Creepers 1, 2, and 3, which just premiered in theaters and will be available in home viewing formats by the end of the year. Again, this is a horror movie audience's dream, and I really hope that you're able to donate. If you love those icons, if you can come to Now Playing, we are going to give you all the content and all of our passion for those series this fall. And if not, we'll see you on Tuesdays. There's always a free show every Tuesday. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Good game, boy. But the game is finished. Now you die.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing able to podcast week after week.
I have plans to make things better for everyone. Just stay out of my way. Let the plan complete itself.
Now Playing is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho.
Cut me down, boy!
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Phantasm films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with any company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Use your brain, boy.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
You brought this on yourself. You were an unwanted pawn in the game. Your tenacity has amused me, and I've enjoyed your despair. But my use for you is at an end, or not even real. You're my bad dream.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017. All rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
It's all over.
It's never over.